As we begin the Warren County Radio Bible School today, we have another Bible question. We're studying that account of when Moses sent the 12 spies into the land of Canaan. Now, their names are given, and I don't think you would remember all 12 of their names. I know I certainly would not, but I remember the names of two of them. They were the two tribes that brought back a good report, while the 10 spies brought back an evil report. And so these two became heroes in Israel in the later generation. What was the name of the two spies that did not bring an evil report, that only brought a good report, saying, "We can possess this land"? Do you remember their names? Well, you should remember that. We had it in our last class. Make a mental note, and we'll answer that question in just a moment. The Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Now, do you remember the names of the two spies, the two brave men that came back and counteracted the evil report of the ten? Well, their names are Joshua and Caleb. And they become heroes in Israel. Not at the time. At the time, the people wanted to stone them. But they became heroes. Joshua was the one that followed Moses in providing leadership for the children of Israel. And he is the one that led them over the Jordan River, up against Jericho, and then throughout the land, and then divided the land among the people. You read about that in the book of Joshua. But we also read about Caleb. Now, Caleb, we know, was over 20 years old because he wandered in the wilderness 40 years, and only he and Joshua were those that survived that 40 years wandering of all the males that were over 20 years old, which means at the time of the conquest, Caleb was between 80, maybe even 90-something years old. And yet, when Caleb asked Joshua, he came to Joshua for his portion of the land. He said, "Give me this mountain." He's talking about that mountain where Horeb was, that very place they had seen those giants. That old man said, "Let me take them on. I want that mountain." And Joshua allowed Caleb to take that hill country round about Hebron. Well, it's a beautiful story. We're going to look at Elam's notes on this that are from the time of October the 10th, 1926. And there was an effect of the evil report that came from the 10 spies. Chapter 14, which we read, gives the effect of this evil report upon the people and the results of their rebellion. They cried and wept that night. Then all the children of Israel murmured against Moses and against Aaron, and the whole congregation said, "Would that we had died in the land of Egypt, or would that we had died in this wilderness." Two magnanimous spirits, with courage worthy of their cause, stood out against these murmurers and complainers. And complaining against Moses, their God-appointed leader, and against the way of God had commanded, they complained against God. They said, "Let us make a captain, and let us return to Egypt." They knew Moses would not do this. Nehemiah chapter 9 and verse 17 says that in their rebellion they appointed a captain to return to their bondage. Moses and Aaron fell on their faces before all the people, and Joshua and Caleb, in distress, rent their clothes and replied to the evil report of the spies. They said it was an exceedingly good land, and if the Lord delighted in them, they could take it. And instead of being devoured by the inhabitants would be food for them, and that their defense of the inhabitants had departed. I've heard in another way these inhabitants were called the Breakfast of Champions, because God was going to give them to them like they would just eat their breakfast and eat their food. Champions then being Israel, eating up those inhabitants. But I'm going to go back to Elam's notes here. It says, the congregation would have stoned Joshua and Caleb, but for the sudden appearance of the glory of Jehovah in the tabernacle before all the children of Israel, God again said he would destroy that rebellious nation and make of Moses one greater and mightier. But again, Moses interceded for the people, and God heard his prayer. Howbeit, the Lord said, all the grown men, save Joshua and Caleb, should fall in the wilderness. But the little ones, whom they said God had brought out of Egypt to destroy, should go into the land of promise. God said they should turn back, and for 40 years, counting from the time they left Egypt, a year for every day the spies were gone, they should wander in the wilderness. God confirmed this by sending a plague, which killed the 10 spies. God would not allow Joshua and Caleb to be stoned, but he himself slew the other 10. In rebellion or presumption, the people declared they would go and take the country. But they suffered defeat. They didn't go when they would not go when God said go, and then they did go when God said not to go. So they suffered defeat. 10 times God declared the Israelites had tempted him, and that all came from unbelief. And Jehovah said unto Moses, how long will this people despise me, and how long will they not believe in me? For all the signs which I have brought among them, this people believed in the existence of God, but not in God, because they did not believe his word and obey his commandments. When people distrust God's ways and means and think God's way will not work or is inadequate, it's because they don't believe in God. Christians are now warned against an evil heart of unbelief. Hebrews 3, verses 11 and 12. They are journeying to the heavenly Canaan, and the only way to reach it is to follow God's instructions. He has given us the church, the pillar and ground of truth, 1 Timothy 3:15, the gospel, his power unto salvation, Romans 1:16 and 17, Jesus, the bread of heaven and the water of life, the pure, simple, and humble worship in the church, and the Bible is our guide. And those who think these are not sufficient or will not produce the desired results are afflicted with evil hearts of unbelief and do not believe in God. Now that brings that Sunday school lesson to a close, all except a little poem here that it's one of my favorites by Maltby B. Badcock. And it's simply called, Be Strong. Be strong. We are not here to play, to dream, to drift. We have hard work to do and loads to lift. Shun not the struggle, face it. 'Tis God's gift. Be strong. Say not the days are evil. Who's to blame? And fold the hands and acquiesce. Oh, shame. Stand up, speak out, and bravely, in God's name, be strong. It matters not how deep entrenched the wrong, how hard the battle goes, the day how long. Faint not, fight on. Tomorrow comes the song. Well, that is inspirational, isn't it? I look across the page, and in my old Sunday school book, I see the next lesson. It's about Moses being honored in death. Now, the suggestion is we read Deuteronomy chapter 32, verses 45 through 52, and then Deuteronomy chapter 34, verses 5 through 8. And that's what I'm going to do at this time. Deuteronomy 32:45. And Moses made an end of speaking all these words to Israel. And he said unto them, Set your hearts unto all the words which I testify unto you this day, which ye shall command your children to observe and do, even all the words of this law. For it is no vain thing for you, because it is your life, and through this thing ye shall prolong your days in the land, whether you go over Jordan to possess it. And Jehovah spake unto Moses that selfsame day, saying, Get thee up to the mountains of Arabim, unto Mount Nebo, which is in the land of Moab, that is over against Jericho, and behold the land of Canaan, which I give to the children of Israel for a possession, and die in the mount whether thou goest up, and be gathered unto thy people, as Aaron thy brother died in Mount Hor, and was gathered unto his people, because ye trespassed against me in the midst of the children of Israel, at the waters of Meribah of Kadesh, in the wilderness of Zin, because ye sanctified me not in the midst of the children of Israel. For thou shalt see the land before thee, but thou shalt not go in thither into the land which I give the children of Israel. Deuteronomy 34, verses 5 through 8. So Moses, the servant of the Lord, died there in the land of Moab, according to the word of Jehovah. And he buried him in the valley in the land of Moab, over against Beth Peor. But no man knoweth of his sepulchre unto this day. And Moses was 120 years old when he died, and his eye was not dim, nor his natural force abated. And the children of Israel wept before Moses in the plains of Moab 30 days, so the days of weeping in the mourning for Moses were ended. The golden text for this Sunday school lesson is Psalm 116 and verse 15, where it says, Precious in the Lord is the death of his saints. Or the American Standard Version, Precious in the sight of Jehovah is the death of his saints. And the devotional reading is that chapter. So let's turn Psalm 116. And I have it now. Here it is. I love Jehovah because he heareth my voice and my supplication, because he hath inclined his ear unto me. Therefore will I call upon him as long as I live. The cords of death compassed me, and the pains of Sheol gat hold upon me. I found trouble and sorrow. Then I called upon the name of Jehovah. O Jehovah, I beseech thee, deliver my soul. Gracious is Jehovah, and the righteous, yea, God, our God is merciful. Jehovah preserveth the simple. I was brought low, and he saved me. Return unto thy rest, O my soul, for Jehovah hath dealt bountifully with thee. Thou hast delivered my soul from death, mine eyes from tears, and my feet from falling. I will walk before Jehovah in the land of the living. I believe, for I will speak. I was greatly afflicted. I said in my haste, All men are liars. What shall I render unto Jehovah for all his benefits toward me? I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of Jehovah. I will pay all my vows unto Jehovah, yea, in the presence of all his people. Precious in the sight of Jehovah is the death of his saints. O Jehovah, truly I am thy servant. I am thy servant, the son of thy handmaid. Thou hast loosed my bonds. I will offer to thee the sacrifice of thanksgiving, and I will call upon the name of Jehovah. I will pay my vows unto Jehovah, yea, in the presence of his people, in the courts of Jehovah's house, in the midst of thee, O Jehovah. Praise thee, Jehovah.